You're here, though. Let's go. Okay, I want to discuss two chidushim so far. Maybe even three. Ready? There's a famous Taz. And it's known in the Jews all over the world, the Taz Yadua, the known Taz. Okay? Taz develops this theory that the Chachamim are never able to make a Takan or Gzeira against the Pasuk in Chumash. Please get it. The Pasuk in Chumash says something directly and clearly. The Chachamim do not have the ability to make a Gzeira to get rid of it.
Isn't that the concept of, aren't they allowed to do that?
Excellent. Only passively, but not the kubase. Excellent. But they're not allowed to rip out a pasuk and chumash.
If Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos?
Yes. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos with the famous thing of Xavier Robin. You don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. You don't shake a lulav on Shabbos. You don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. That's Yesh Kof Yadcham Lakot Dovrin Torah Mishav Al Tasi, which we paska. That's the Nevomas Sadi on the base. Okay? You're absolutely right about that, because we're afraid that you might carry our Bahamas, which is Rab Neluluv, or the Megillah, or the Shofar, yes?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not ripping out a Pusk and Chumash. Please get this. Why is it not ripping out a Pusk and Chumash? Because if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, or Purim comes out on Shabbos, or if Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then they're preventing it. But most of the time it comes out during the week. So not ripping out a Pasuk and Chumash. You understand what I'm saying? There might be a year or two where it comes out that it comes out on Shabbos. So then you know what? Then you don't do it, right? But you don't say that every single Rosh Hashanah or every single Sukkot or every single Purim you don't do it. That we don't say. Correct? I'll give you an example, Taz says. Isn't playing an instrument prohibited on Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Why is it? Because if there you might break and build a new one. Yes?
Okay, yeah.
As far as I checked last, isn't shofar a musical instrument? How do you blow it on any Rosh Hashanah? Taz asked that kasha. Why don't you get that down? So what's the answer? The answer is if you would make that Gzeira, then you're ripping out a Pasuk and Chumash. Because it says, Tiku b'chesu shofar l'chol. It says Beferish, yes? It says Beferish, you blow the shofar. It says Yom Trua Yelachem. So by saying that, you'd be ripping out a Pasuk and Chumash. You follow what I'm saying? You got that?
Yeah.
So that's the Taz's theory. The Taz's theory is that Lamaisa, you cannot rip out a Pasuk and Chumash. So how is this Shaya? It's very Shaya to yesterday's Parsha. I'll tell you why. Because it says in the Chumash, it has to do with our Masechta too. What happened to my Gemara here? Is my Gemara here, or I probably left in my...
I can go get it afterwards.
No, it's... You have your Gemara? Give me your Gemara, Maisa. Or someone's Gemara, it doesn't make a difference who's. We have an unfortunate choice of a lot of them, right? Yeah, just give me one Gemara. Whose Gemara was it? Yeah. I don't know where mine is. It's probably in my office or in the car. It says, Beferish, this is yours. And that pays him an offer. First of all, let me tell you the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk in Chumash? In Sa'av, Parsha, Perek, Vav, Pasuk, Beis. Ia Ola, Mokdal, Zvea, Kol, Laila, Raboker. It's the burnt offering that stays on the pyre on the altar all night until the morning. You know, Korban Ola is totally burnt up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in the first Mishnah in Shas, in our Masechta, on that base, what does it say? There's a lot of mitzvahs at night, but there's a what? There's a hachaka to finish it by chatzos. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
For example, Kriya Shema, what else? What else is there besides Kriya Shema? Do we have this din? Kol ma shomer chom mitzvah at shomer kol shma shomru. Yes?
Mm.
What is the next line that he says? Hector Chalav Vayvar Mitzosan Hachiyala Amun HaShachar. What is that?
The
smoking of the fats and limbs is a mitzvah all night. What's going on? Rashi says, why was there no hachaka made? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Rashi is bothered by that kasha. In the end of the Mishnah, the last Rashi Mishnah, in the middle, Hector Chalavim Dekan Yachal Lo Amru Bo Chacham HaChatzos Chla. Why not? Lo Nakalu Hachel Lo Diya Shekol Dom Ranoi B'Layla Kasha Kol HaLayla Lo Chanami Dinan V'Yerksheni Megillah Dafchof Kol HaLayla Kasha Kshis HaOmer Hector Chalav HaRub. He doesn't even say why. He just says it doesn't apply. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kriyashma and Achilles Kachim, you have the whole night to eat, but they made a what? They made a takana that what? The Ad Chatzos. And then it says Hector Chalav HaLayla, and there's no gzeirah. Why not? Rashi just says there's no gzeirah. Right, I want you to know this Baal Peh. Right, you hear what I'm saying? You have mitzvah eating kachim, mitzvah kriyashma, you can do the whole night, they say Ad Chatzos, there's a siyak. And all of a sudden, Hector Chalav HaLayla, there's no what? There's no siyak. That you can do the whole night. And that's this pasuk. He Olo Mokdaz Bech Kol HaLayla Rabokr. You hear the kasha? So what's the reason? So I want you to get this. On the first daf in Shas, you see the Taz's principle is here. Because what's the Taz's principle? That you can't rip out a pasuk in Chumash.
How would that be ripping out a pasuk in Chumash?
Because what does it say? It says, Kol halayla ad haboker. You have the ability to burn it until the morning. If you would say Ad Chatzos, then what are you doing? You're ripping out a pasuk in Chumash that the second part you can't burn. It says, Kol halayla. The Torah says it all. If you would limit it, that would want good morning. If that would limit it, clear out the space, put that jazz on the other move over the smaller, put it on the table. It's tired of it. It's not ours. You hear what I'm saying? There's a mitzvah to burn the one we're talking about. This is a famous Taz. I want you to move the smaller. The Taz says that there's a kiddush. The Taz says that anytime the Chachamim say a takana exeira cannot be against a puzzle function. That's mine. You cannot put a puzzle function. Move this one over so you have room. You can't have a puzzle. You have to have a puzzle function. You can't rip out a puzzle function. You understand what I'm saying?
Why? Which one?
Just leave them on the side. So you have a place to walk, place to move. So the mice. And this is Talmud of Yada. This is Talmud of Yada, the mice. We're trying to help you, man. I mean, we're not trying to hurt you. We're trying to help you. So, Lomaisa, if the Taz says, if you make this Gzera Takana, if it goes against a Poskin explicitly in Chumash, you can't do that. You don't blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. Why not? Because of Rabban and Gzera, you might carry it, yes? Arbam Shabbos. But do you blow a shofar on regular Rosh Hashanah? Why do you blow it? They're not allowed to do a musical instrument on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tov, Shabbos. What's the answer to that, Asha? If you're writing the notes, not the other things. Follow me? Why is it? I thought you can't play a musical instrument on Shabbos. You know? What's the answer? How can you blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah? Because then you'd be turning out a pasuk in Chumash. Tikkun shofar, against the uncle again, Yom Tshuva Yom Lachem. Rosh Hashanah, though, on Shabbos doesn't happen every year. When it happens on that year, okay, we don't do it. That's not ripping out a pasuk in Chumash.
In the Gamre.
Legamri, correct. That year you kind of are, but you're not. But that's Gish Kof Biachon Lakodom to Bishav Al Tase. Right? We Paskin, they have the ability to passively say, don't do it. Now, Kumbas say, we Paskin, they don't have the ability, except Eliyahu Harakamo was a Horosh Shah. Eliyahu Harakamo, when he proved the Nevi'ah Baal wrong, that was okay because that was a Bama. Why was that? That's Asura. But that was to prove them wrong, that was considered to be permissible. Okay?
Why?
Yeah.
This is a general question about Gzeirah the Rabba. What was the svara behind? Meaning, Shavuos is the Raisa, but blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah is also on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also the Raisa. So, what was the svara that he chose Shavuos over Rosh Hashanah by the Gzeirah?
One's an essay, one's a lot, bro. To heal Shavuos, to heal Paris, to heal stealing, is a mitzvah essay. It's bad not to do mitzvah essay, but it's much worse on the level of punishments. In fact, if you move up an essay, you just have a chiyuv of an ola. It's an option to bring an ola, right? You don't have a chiyuv. Remember we said ola is bov benedim in the dova, a korban ola? So in the first daf in Shas, what mesifta is that? Usher. First daf in Shas, what mesifta? What mesifta? brachas. It's our mesichta. So why does it say Kriya Shema until Chatzos, and it says eating the kashrim until Chatzos, but when it talks about burning the Evarim Vidurim, that's Kol Halayla. Why was there no Gzeirah of Chatzos? Rashi says there wasn't. Done. Why not? So the Hesber is because of the Taz, because it says Kol Halayla. If you would say the second part of the night I can't do it, that would be ripping out a Pasuk and Chumash. So I'm saying the Yisod of the Taz is found on the first Daf and Shas, according to Rashi. It's a beautiful shot, no?
I don't understand. There is a Chumash said Ad Chatzos. What is the...
Not by the next line. Hector Chalev Avarim, Ad what? Ad Amun HaShachar.
Yeah, but they were Kedela Hakrik Adam in Avera. They
that's by the Kriya Shema, and that's by eating the Kabbanis. That's the next line I said. You got to go on the next line. Rashi says, why was there no Zera? It doesn't say why. It's exception rule. You know why? Because the Taz. It says, Kol Alayla, you got to burn it. And if you say, I can't do it the second part of the night, that's ripping out of Pasuk Chumash. It says, Kol Halayla. What does Kol Halayla mean? The whole night you can burn it. Never says by Kriya Shema. What does it say by Kriya Shema? B'shachma v'kumecha. Does it say Kol Halayla? You can say Kriya Shema? Never says that. It says Man Shchive, right? So they made a Gzeira. They made a Siag at Chatzos. You know what I'm saying? Also in the midst of Kachim. Doesn't say Kol Halayla eating Kachim. Okay. This is eat the kachim at night. So some of the night you can't, the second part, because of a siag. It's a beautiful taz. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah and regular Rosh Hashanah. And I'm going to prove it from another example in the parsha we had yesterday. It's amazing. Are you guys familiar with Chalev? You guys with the parsha yesterday, Shnei Mikra? I haven't finished. What did it say by Chalev? Chayv Karis. If you eat Chalev or Dan, Chayv Karis. From a kosher animal, right? What does it say you can do with chalev? Yeah, sell a chol malacha. It says it can be put to any use. Now, chalev, you've eaten chayv karis. Am I allowed to feed it to my dog? Yes. Chalev is with the bana. Am I allowed to make a business out of it? Yes. Now, making a business of machalos and sewers, according to many Rishonim, is the Rabbana. It's machalikis, but we pass this to the Rabbana.
Why? Because then
make a business.
Come,
you might come to eat it. Yes. Oh. You might come to eat it. Yes.
You might come to sell it to a Jew.
Okay, but it's just general. Maybe you might come to eat it. You're working with it all the time. Might be yesterday. But what about when it comes to chalev? Gemara says beferish that what you're not allowed to make a gzera. The Taz says you're not allowed to make a gzera against someone in Fush Mechumash. What about chalev? Can you have a business in chalev? Yes. Why? Because if you would ask for chalev in business, you'd be against them ripping out a Pasuk and Chumash. It says for any use, right? Yes. Sell the chol malacha. Shulchan Aruch Paskins Beferish in your day, Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Chalev, the various fats that the Torah asks for Ela is Mutter what? It's Mutter in business. Mutter by Noah, Mutter in business. The whole thing. It's Mutter, Mutter, Mutter. Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph in your day. Yeah, you got me? So since it says Beferish, what's that going on there? Why is that okay? You know why it's okay? Why is it okay, Lamaisa, for you to do business in Chalev? Because if they would make an issue of doing business in Chalev, then what would that do? What would that do? That rip out a Pasuk and Chumash. It says, Yassel l'chol what? Yassel l'chol malacha. You can use it for anything you want. I'm going to read you the Pasuk and Chumash. The Feirish and the Chumash. Kufay and Zayin. You want to get the Shulchan Aruch your day. I'll get the Chumash.
Shulchan Aruch?
Get your day. Kufay and Zayin. You know what the Shulchan Aruch real quick, Sam? Kufay and Zayin, Lamaisa. Let's read the Pasuk and Chumash. Pasuk and Chumash. Perek Zayin, Pasuk of Dalet. This is the Taz HaYadua. Right out of the Chumash in the Parsha, Lamaisa. Asher, Asher. Good to see you. I can't believe you're late. I can't believe it. Sorry. You daven? You daven already? Yeah? Okay, it says like this. You ready? Caleb, name of Jimmy, Yassel, Chol Malacha. Machalo Sochaluhu. Your day there, Lamaisin. Your day of bays. Caleb and Nalev Trefa, Yassel, Chol Malacha. Achalo Sochaluhu. Says Beferish, Lamaisin. Machalo Sochaluhu. You finding it or not? Uvayin Zayin. I don't think it's Kufa and Zion. I'm not sure. Okay. Let's go. Get it on the computer. Sam, forget about it. What did you say?
I'll get it.
Sam, I got it.
Sorry?
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, Reggie was really upset this morning. That was not good. But it's, thank you for coming eventually also. At 9 o'clock, Reggie is on.
I knew it was the wrong ball. Not the right ball. Mistake. It's Kuf Yud Zion. Kuf Yud Zion. Let me fix that. Let me read you the Lashon. You ready? Kol Dover Shasim in Atoro. Afa Bishamut of Ahana. Imu Dover Miyuchel Lemaichel. Asal Asal Spos Chayra. It's also do business. Ready? Chutz min achelev. Trinemar bol yaseh lechol malacha. Look what it says. It says, Beferi, do with it whatever you want. You see this? Chelev neil and jingle yaseh lechol malacha. You see that? Beferi. So he quotes a pasuk in Chumash. Really, does a machaber quote a pasuk in Chumash? So you see, Beferi, that what? That if they would say it's asa b'schayra, what would happen? That would be ripping out a pasuk in Chumash. That is the yisod of the Taz. That's the first kiddush I wanted to tell you. This is a mistake. It's Kufayin Zayin, Kuf Yud Zayin, 117. I just fixed it. Instead of 1, it's 117. Okay, clear?
Mm-hmm.
This is come right out of the Masicht. It's very interesting. You think like it's like esoteric Taz comes out of the whole first Daf and Shas. No? Okay.
What is the proof?
Because it says, Hector Chalav Avraham Kol Alayla, and it says the other ones have Shag. Well, why didn't this have a Shag? Rashi says it doesn't. Well, why not? You know? So I'm saying the Upketaych of Rashi is the Taz. Okay, that was the first Kiddush I wanted to say with you. Okay, second Kiddush is, there's a whole lot of discussion in the Parsha about the Kohen Gadol, yeah? And the Kohen. So I wanted to ask you the following question. Is the Kohen Gadol squared or cubed? Is he like a squared or cubed Kohen Hedyut? Or is it a whole different category, qualitatively? What do you guys say to that? Hear my question? How do you view the Kohen Gadol? Do you view the Kohen Gadol as a Kohen Hedyut squared or cubed? Or do you view him as a totally different category qualitatively? You would?
If there's a Kohen squared or cubed, you could just have multiple Kohen.
Couldn't hear you.
If he's just a Kohen that's just been just a better Kohen, then you should theoretically be able to have another Kohen step in and squared.
Uh-huh. I don't know about that. You got to still be elected. You got to be anointed.
It seems to indicate that he's a different category entirely.
Okay, well, let's see. How many begotten does he wear? He wears 8. Going ahead, he wears 4. Is that showing that it's just squared or cubed, or is it qualitative? So I have an unbelievable finish or some I want to share with you.
Sorry, can I repeat the shayla?
Yeah, how do you view a Kohen Gadol? Is a Kohen Gadol viewed as a Kohen Hedyut squared or cubed? Or is a Kohen Gadol viewed as a whole new category, different? Is it different than a Kohen Hedyut? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's the nafkamina?
I'm going to give you 2 nafkaminas. You ready? But get it down. What is the korban that a Kohen Gadol brings every day called?
Minchas Chavitin. Yeah.
Right? Minchas Chavitin. Every day of his life he brings in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the first day a Kohen works in the Beis HaMikdash is called a what? Minchas Chinuch. Famous Sefer Minchas Chinuch, we've talked about it. But it's called the Minchas of Inauguration. Because you're inaugurating it. Minchas Chinuch, okay? Hope he didn't lose my Gemara. Well, I think he told me, I told him to put it back, no?
I was looking for it. I told him where to put it.
No.
After,
I'm sure he knows.
Like after Minchas, I noticed that it wasn't at the spot. So So I went over there and looked all over in that area.
Which area? Downstairs or here?
Downstairs. Because I found him trying to put it up, so I told him to put it by the muck.
So he did.
I guess I couldn't pay the receipt.
Am I muck him here or down there?
Downstairs.
Did, where did he put it?
I don't know.
So I'm sure he'll knows where it is, and he'll find it after.
You all right? How's your grandma?
Alive.
Who was slamming? Who was slamming? So this is the question. So he told me, he told you he didn't know where you put it?
I didn't find it.
I have to find it then. We have a lot to do, this shit. Supposing the following, we did a whole first kiddish about the Taz. I want you to listen. Second kiddish is, how do you view the coin gola? You view the coin gola as a coin headed squared or cubed? You view a coin headed as being, as a coin gola as being a totally new category. You follow me? Yes? So any time that the coin gola has to ring a korban every day in the basement, it's called a minstavita. But there's something else. Would you say the first day that a coin headed works in the basement, it's called a minchas kinnif? What does minchas kinnif mean? Inaugurate him. To inaugurate him into the Mikdash. So the Gemara writes in Menachos, but I find Ches the following, that if a coin headed already has served in the Mikdash, good morning, Akiva. If a coin headed already served once, when he's elected to be the coin gadol, he has to ring two minchas. Which one? The minchas chavitin that every day a coin gadol has got to ring. What's number two? In fact, he's being inaugurated as a coin gadol, minchas chinuch. What happens if he never served as a coin headed and he was elected to be coin gadol? How many does he bring? Three. One for the minchas chinuch for a coin headed, one for a minchas chinuch for a coin gadol, and three minchas chavitin. What taf is that in Shas? Get it down. Menachos ayin chesam and avos. Amazing. Yes? You got that clear? So the Orsamech says, as Yushalmi and Shkolim appear, because I'm looking at the argues on this. What does Yushalmi and Shkolim say? Yushalmi and Shkolim says the following. Yushalmi and Shkolim says that if you never served at all and you're elected to be the Kohen Gadol, you only bring two minchas. Minchas Chavitin, of course, the one the Kohen Gadol brings every day. And what else? Minchas Chinuch. Why only one Minchas Chinuch? You tell me. Because why? What's the pshat in the Yushalmi? You see, the Yushalmi holds what? You bring one Minchas Chinuch. What's the Machlokes all about? Because the Yushalmi holds, okay? Yushalmi's of the opinion that a coin gadol is a separate category, qualitatively. He's not a coin hedged square or cube. He's a what? He's a totally different bria. If he's a totally different bria, then all you need is one minchas chinuch for that bria, for that category. You follow me? If he be a coin hedged square or cube, you're going to need both. Because you need the coin hedged one and you need the coin gadol one. That's what the Bavli holds. Yushalmi says no, it's a totally different category.
So it's Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi?
Yes, Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi. That's what our Samach says, amazing. A wild, beautiful Kiddush. The Or Samach points this out. Beautiful for it. I love it. You got me? And he says it's totally on a Machlokes in Yuma that the Avnate of the coin gadol was made of what? Shotness. What about the Avnate of a coin hedged? So Machloikas, whether it was made from what? Boots or from kilayim? So Machloikas, whether it was made from boots or from kilayim? I think boots is linen. I'm pretty sure it's just linen straight up. Boots is linen straight up. Or was it a mix of wool and linen? So what's a Machloikas? Plug it in. If you say that a coin gadol is a coin hedged square or cube, then just like the coin gadol's was kilayim, so too the coin hedged's was. But if you hold a totally new category, only the coin gadol's was what? Was kilayim, and the other one was what coin hedged's was made of boots. That's kufa to machlokes, says Lord Samad. So he says, that's the machlokes here, Bob Yushalmi. How many minchas chinuch guy has to bring if he what? If he was elected from being a coin hedger to be a coin gadol, and he never served once as a coin hedger. You got that? It's amazing, no? Here I'm seeing the two conceptual ways to approach it.
What's the Minchas Chinuch for the Kohen Hadid called? They're both called Minchas Chinuch, the inauguration thing?
Yes, Minchas Chinuch and Minchas Chavitin. The question is, do you need two Minchas Chavitin if you've never been, if you never served? You follow me? If you served, then you already did a Minchas Chinuch as a Kohen Hadid, you know? You got me? Okay. Now, this leads us to the following. Whenever you quote two dinim that come from the same pasuk, what does that tell you? It tells you that the two dinim must be related to one another, must reflect something, because they're flowing from the same pasuk. Rashi, believe it or not, Rashi quotes on the pasuk in Tzav, Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel, Zeh Korban Arnu Banav Sheh Kiv Lashem Yomi Mashach Aso Asiri Saifa Solos Mincha Tomid. Rashi on that pasuk, on Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel, says this is referencing the two minchas. Which two? Minchas Chinuch and Minchas Chavitin. What does one have to do in the present tea in China? One's for a Kohen Hedjit. One could be for a Kohen Hedjit, Minchas Chinuch, and the other one is Chavitin, Kohen Gadol Avodah. Why does the Torah use the same introductory pasuk for two different korbanos? Yes? That's what the pasuk says in Vav Yud Gimel. Zeh Korban Aharon Uvam Shekiv Hashem Yomi Meshach Aso Asir Saifa Solos Mincha Tom Achsita Balom Achsita Ba'erev. Unbelievable. No? Why does the pasuk you say the marker for both? So, I'm going to tell you this mahalik, but one of the guys in Shul asked a good kasha on that thought. I don't have a good answer. But in next week's parsha, when God forbid, another one of you died, right, and the Ish came down in the Shomayim, who did Moshe Rabbeinu instruct to take them out of the bodies out? You remember? No, they're cousins, Mishael Vel Tzofen, not a Lazarit Summer. And the Das King of Alatayz asked Nate's kasha, why didn't Hashem instruct the brothers? So he says an amazing answer. He says, even though they were a Kohen Hedjit, this was the first day they were serving in the what? In the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan. If it's the first day, you have a din of a Kohen Gadol, even though you're a Kohen Hedjit. If it's the first day of your serving, the Taskenim Bala Atesis says this Kiddush. Amazing. So he says, if you're a Kohen Gadol, what's a din? Are you allowed to be Matami for a Shiva Krov if you're a Kohen Gadol? No. Kohen Gadol special. He's allowed to mourn? No. What does it say later? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Yosef, before Shor. What did Moshe Rabbeinu instruct the laws of Yisrael and the brothers to do? Don't you dare mourn. Right? Do not nod your heads to be unshorn. Cut your hair. He said, don't tear Kriya. Because the first day that they were serving, they have a din of a what? They have a din of a Kohen Gadol. You follow what I'm saying? So if they have a din of a Kohen Gadol, that's why he told the two brothers also don't do anything. Don't mourn. You follow me? So it comes out, Lamaisa, that the two brothers that were serving Elazar Yitamar was their first day. If it's your first day, you have a din of a Kohen Gadol. Mishael Vel Tzofen, it wasn't their first day. So they are cousins, they could take them out. You follow me? They're a Kohen Hedjit. You follow what I'm saying? They're a Kohen Hedjit, Lamaisa. Just wondering, you know, cousins really don't want. Cousins really are not supposed to be mitame for other cousins, but I guess this was a raw show, it was just a cousin. But at least they weren't a din of a Kohen Gadol, you follow me? But since Elazar and Yitamar had a din of a Kohen Gadol, they couldn't touch their brothers, and they also couldn't want Tirah Kriya because they don't mourn, you follow me? Now, we'll talk about it later in the week, Bezer Shem, when we get to the Machlekes Tin Moshe and Aaron. But one of the things Rashi quotes is that Aaron said he was an Onan, and an Onan can't eat kachim. Rashi quotes, Mashma that the other guys were different than him. Mashma that the other sons were different than him. I thought I just got through saying that they both had a din of a Kohen Gadol. Why for Onan for eating Kachim? And Onan's not allowed to eat Kachim. Remember we learned Onan in the beginning of the year? Yeah, why should they be different? It's like Aaron was a Kohen Gadol. They're not, now here they're not considered to be a Kohen Gadol.
Why are we saying it's different than brothers, not cousins?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, also, but I'm saying even within Aninus.
Why is the question?
No, because in the discussion there, Aaron said his own sons, he's a Kohen Gadol, and Onan can eat, and implying that they're not considered to be going golfing.
He was implying they can't, or they did they can't,
no,
or that their cousins.
No, it's implying they, the sons. Rashi, when he says it, is implying that the sons are. That seems to be against what I was saying. If they had a dinner kohen gadol, why can't you stream a dinner kohen gadol regarding this too? Somehow by kutchin, by aninus, you don't. I don't know why. Here by cleaning them, maybe by mitame in morning, you don't. Maybe for mitame in morning, you treat them like a kohen gadol, but not for what? Onin and kutchin. I don't know why that would be, but that would be the answer to that guy's, the guy's kasha. The Baal Kairi by Mincha was the one who asked me the kasha.
Okay.
You follow me? Valkyrie by Mincha is one of the cash. You follow me?
I don't. Yeah.
Okay. For that tape. Okay,
you ready?
You like, yeah, you love everyone in
class. I love everyone.
Okay, now listen. Now listen to this.
Okay.
So it comes out, Mamaisa, that, comes out that that's a cash that he's asking of us. You follow what I'm saying? So, I thought that was very fascinating that. Now, how I wanted to relate this all is that this concept of saying, this chiddush that we're saying from the Baal HaTaisus and Chumash, asking about HaTaisus, that the first day that you work, you serve, you're a kohen gadol, which one do you think that goes with? That it's a kohen gadol squared cubed of a kohen headed, or is a new category? I would say, which one do you think that fits better with? I can't hear you. That's what I think too. Because you really, in essence, are a kohen hedgie. But the first day you're serving will treat you as a what? As a kohen gadol as well. You know what I mean? If a kohen gadol would be, it seems like it's more smoother and neater, is if that it emerges from it. You follow me? Rather than saying they're two different categories. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a raya, though. You know what I mean? You hear what I'm saying, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
That notion that to say the first day you have a din of a kohen gadol, you think it fits better in the square to cube approach, or that he's a new category? I can go either way, no? Don't you think? I can't hear you. What?
I don't know why Rabbi's trying to say that.
You're right. I agree with you. I'm thinking about it more. Why should that be? Why can't you say, oh, I have that different category on my first day too? Right? Why does it have to be that it's...
It is your first day, not in what you are.
Right. Why does it have to say that you emerged from that? Okay, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, good. Everyone's saying good. All right, now... let's break here. Well, it's late already. I have the Marmakimus all ready. Okay. We got a lot to do.